Hey, all you Josh Gies out there. Welcome to an episode of Josh Gentry, world's greatest micro podcasts. You know those moments when you realize you might be a little bonkers, not completely in touch with reality, Yesterday after work, I stop at the grocery store, pick up just a few items to fill it out through the week until we go grocery shopping at the end of the week, and I'm moving through the store, and one person gives me a slightly funny look, like, it's not really obvious, I'm not completely sure. And I move on to, like, the next couple of aisles, and then another person does, and I'm like, what is going on? And then I realize that I'm having a full-blown, out-loud conversation with, you know, talking with my hands, gesticulations, everything, with someone who's not there, right? It's the kind of thing that, you know, several years back, you'd be notice people in public and you're like, are they a little off? And then you realize they had the Bluetooth earpiece in and they're actually on the phone, except I didn't have the Bluetooth earpiece or on the phone. What I was doing actually was, like, I had been listening to a podcast on the way there, right? And then I was having the conversation I imagined having with them if I were to be on their podcast. This is, yeah. So just so you know, when you're listening to these, it may not be completely sane. Speaking of a tenuous grasp on reality, after, many years late and after many people had talked about it, I did start watching Mr. Robot a couple weeks ago. And I think I'm already done. It was really good. It started really good. I mean, it's well written. It's got good characters. It's still good. It's just, it's too grimdark for me. When they killed Shayla, it was all over. That says like episode 5 or something. Or 6. And I do not, if you haven't watched it yet, I do not feel bad about the spoiler, because you should know about the trauma you're in for if you choose to watch it. Another completely irrelevant thing, although this one not so much about craziness. I don't know if I've ever done a plug for a book. I can't remember if I ever did a plug for a book called A Swim in a Pond in the Rain. And of course, I had just blanked on the author's name. He's a very well-known writer, contemporary literary writer, you know, spent his whole life publishing in the New Yorker, that kind of guy. And he also teaches at Syracuse University. He's taught for like 20 years creative writing. And a class he teaches is he's trying to teach people how to write short stories by appreciating short stories of 18th century Russian writers. And so it's like a short story, then an essay of his analyzing it, and then a short story, and then an essay of his analyzing it. Except for the very first Chekhov story, he actually does a page of the story and then like a page of analysis. And he does it a page at a time for the first story, but then realizing people might not be in for that for the whole book, he then switches to like story. And then also the audiobook is the first way I consumed that book. It's really good. They have people like Nick Offerman and Glenn Close and people like that reading the stories. A different person reads each story. And then the author himself, I can't believe I blanked his name. It'll be in the show notes. But reads his essay portions. It's really good. It's good if you're interested in writing, but also if you're just kind of interested in literature, it's really interesting. Okay. I think that's going to be it for this episode. If you've got any feedback, josh@joshentry.com, Josh H. Entry on Twitter. This has been another episode of Just Josh and with Josh Gentry, the podcast where I think, therefore I'm wrong, after which I podcast. Enjoy yourselves.